This is St. Louis Public Radio. State and federal law prohibits businesses from discriminating against people based on their race, religion, sex, ancestry, or disability. But denying service based on age is fair game, and the St. Louis area boasts dozens of bars and lounges where the minimum for entry is at least 30 years old. St. Louis Public Radio's Joseph Leahy went bar hopping where mature folks hold the line against younger generations.
On a recent Friday night, the Deja Vu 2 Cafe in Jennings is bustling with a mostly over 50 crowd, and that's no accident.
I don't want to be in a club and someone yells out, Mom.
54-year-old Tammy Tellis is a retired educator and visits frequently to dance and see friends.
I don't have to worry about the guys with the ball caps and t-shirts, you know, the younger group. You know, that's not what I want to hang out with.
Deja Vu's owner, Pee Wee Johnson, says barring the door to anyone under 35 is a big draw for business, and he says it helps maintain a level of manners that easily go out the window with a younger crowd.
When you come in the door, you come in dressed. You know, if somebody bump into you, step on your shoes, whatever, you're going to say, excuse me, and keep on moving.
Deja Vu is only a few years old, but follows a long tradition of mature-only establishments in the St. Louis area.
Age restriction was based upon what the club's atmosphere was.
Nelson Harvey is publisher of St. Louis Nights magazine and says some of the North Side's most famous older clubs go back decades.
It was a known fact if you were going to Hearns, if you were going to the Zodiac, if you were going to NBC, you were 50 plus.
He says today there are more than 25 area clubs that still turn away younger patrons. Many have signs on the door, but for others, it's been an unspoken rule.
Because you knew that there were X amount of clubs that your father, your uncle would go to, okay? You had the same opportunity to go, but you just didn't go because that was an older market.
Many have closed since their heyday in the 60s and 70s, but some that remain have taken on a new role in the neighborhoods they serve.
So I see these lounges as being something very constructive in Black communities especially.
Professor Garrett Duncan teaches African American Studies at Washington University and says such lounges offer sanctuary in communities devastated by poverty and crime.
These create a safe haven for an older population who have been almost disenfranchised from not just the youth population, but also from the police departments, the legal services, and medical services who are supposed to protect and serve them.
Duncan says he sees the age limits as a necessary response in communities where young adults are disproportionately the perpetrators and victims of violent crime. That's one reason why CW's Lounge at Natural Bridge and Jefferson has thrived in St. Louis's struggling Jeff Vanderloo neighborhood since 1985. Owner Cardell Williams says in recent years, his 30 and up restriction has become less about the age of his customers than about a generational divide.
Nowadays, this younger generation, they don't care about themselves. They don't care about you, police, or nobody else. They will run your older crowd away because older, mature people don't want to be around them.
And Williams says as that younger generation gets older, he's planning to raise that age limit.
I'll probably go up to 35. At age 35 and older, they have more respect for other people.
He says there are plenty of other places where younger adults can go until they come of age. I'm Joseph Leahy, St. Louis Public Radio.